Hello and welcome to this week's podcast from journalism.co.uk, where we'll be taking a look at BBC Minute, one of the world's leading radio bulletins for young people around the world. BBC Minute is a 60-second radio bulletin from the BBC World Service, broadcast every half an hour to the BBC's partner stations around the world. Launched in April 2015, the one-minute news summary aims to tell people what they need and want to know all in the space of 60 seconds, with stories ranging from political news to sports and business to entertainment, all of which are breaking and or trending on social media.
BBC Minute with Abdi Rahim and Isaac.
Let's start with some big news coming in from India.
The Home Minister says it will completely seal its border with Pakistan by December 2018.
Now, the two countries haven't been getting on well since July.
Now, do you want to guess what's still trending?
Let me guess. Nobel?
Yeah, that's the Peace Prize, of course.
Now, according to the latest BBC Global Audience Measure, the BBC currently reaches 348 million listeners every week, but is aiming for 500 million by 2022. To do so, the broadcaster has been investing in new products to reach new listeners, specifically targeting the younger generation. Yes, that's the 18 to 34-year-old golden age group that many publishers are looking to target, the millennials. 31% of people in the UK are in this demographic, but there are many countries that are much younger than our own. For example, Indonesia, which has 45% of its population between 18 and 34, and Kenya, which is made up of 61% millennials. The 2015 BBC Next Gen study found that millennials around the world want to stay on top of the news and in the know while being part of a global conversation. So, as Steve Martin, BBC Development Manager, explained, the broadcaster wanted to come up with a project that was targeted at the younger generation around the world, that was fast, covered a lot of ground, and made sure young people weren't missing anything, and most importantly, covered topics they could share with friends. The result was BBC Minute, licensed to radio stations across the world that seek to appeal particularly to millennials.
BBC Minute is very much about serving young audiences, audiences who probably don't get their news from the BBC if they weren't hearing it from BBC Minute. And the way we do that is to work with local partner radio stations in big cities in some of the youngest parts of the planet. So I've recently been in Accra in Ghana, And we have a partner radio station there called YFM that broadcasts BBC Minute. And they are reaching an audience that just wouldn't get journalism from the BBC in any other way. And we're doing that around the world now. So big radio stations in competitive markets who want a distinctive bit of content to really engage with young audiences, they're taking the BBC Minute. And they're finding that it makes them distinctive radio stations so that they've a point of difference against their competition. And because BBC Minute is full of talkable stories, it means that the listeners to those stations are then talking about their favourite radio station, and that helps them to grow their audience and become even stronger players in those competitive markets. We're also working in partnership with those local stations, and that doesn't mean we're just giving them the bulletin and they're broadcasting it. It means we're in touch with their programme directors, the journalists and the disc jockeys that work on those stations, so that we've got a back channel, we've got a live back channel giving us access to insights from the audience. And indeed, these are conversations that go on every day on a business level, but also between the journalists working here at the BBC on BBC Minute and the journalists working on the radio stations that broadcast it.
So not only are the team providing partner radio stations with short bulletins every half an hour, they're also using these audience insights from around the world to develop BBC Minute itself and adapt the coverage to suit the needs and wants of global listeners. However, Nisha Lahiri, senior journalist at BBC Minute, explains that as the team only have 60 seconds to discuss around 4 to 6 stories in each bulletin, they have to cover a range of topics in order to engage as many people as possible.
What we try to do is keep a variety within the bulletins. So there's always going to be either a light story or some form of entertainment news, obviously music news, some form of sports. So we have certain, if you like, guidelines that we follow when we put together a bulletin. So it's a combination. And also providing a talking point, something that they can lift off, that they can talk about, that helps as well. So yeah, they're different because they're different around the world. We have partner stations in Africa and Asia. But in a way, young people around the world find they're more similar in their needs and what they like and what they don't like. So in that way, we cater to that sort of similar needs and likes that they have. It's short, but it's not too short. Sometimes it's just a line update on something they've been listening to. It's a story they're following, so you give a line's worth of an update. If it's, say, for instance, it's a big football match, every half hour they will give you a halftime score and then the final score. So it's not big, it's not detailed, but it gives you the top line.
The young, conversational and fun nature of BBC Minute can often turn serious when needed in order to cover hard news.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Let's start off this day,
shall we?
Nisha and Nikki with BBC Minute.
Let the games begin.
The sporting action at the Rio Paralympics gets underway later after a stunning opening ceremony.
More than 4,000 athletes will compete for 526 medals across 23 sports.
Police in the northwestern Indian state of Haryana will check dishes of mutton biryani to make sure they don't have any beef in them.
What?
Apparently, a vet will help officers from the Cow Service Commission inspect the rice dish.
So basically, they're going to nose through the biryani. Just to have a check and see what's in it.
Poke a finger in there and check the meat.
BBC Minute. BBC Minute.
Let's go to Paris first, where the sound of an explosion was heard at the National Stadium.
At the Bataclan Concert Hall, witnesses said gunmen opened fire on the crowd during a concert.
Let's start this BBC Minute in Garissa.
It's a town in Kenya, and it's the scene of a siege where masked gunmen have stormed a university campus.
BBC Minute.
So how does the team work around the clock to provide such a wide variety of content so fast? Chris Gibson is the assistant editor.
So I have a team of 15 journalists and they produce 48 bulletins every day, 24/7, every single day of the year. And on any given shift, there will be two journalists. There will be a senior journalist and a junior journalist. And the senior journalist compiles the story, looks out for the stories and writes a lot of the stories. In conjunction with the more junior journalist, they then go into a recording booth like the one behind me and they record it in a very conversational tone. But they're both always on the lookout for new stories. And in the rotating pattern, they search Twitter, they search social media. There are a lot of bulletins. We do it every 27 minutes. And it does mean that you have to work at a very intense pace. But what we do is that we reflect the way that the world changes so fast that stories don't just stay in the news agenda all day. We try and source stories that are really relevant to young people from Lagos to Hong Kong. So we try and use local sources rather than big international sources to make sure that we know what people are talking about and we're delivering the stories that people want to hear. In the next 12 months, we're going to be expanding into single subject minutes. Our partner stations say that there's a gap in the market where young listeners are not getting short form podcasts. And so what we're going to be doing is launching a range of different minutes that can be played at any time throughout our partner stations. And they will range from stories such as tech stories, entertainment stories, business stories. And that way that we're bringing even more diversity of subjects into BBC Minute.
BBC Minute.
For more podcasts from journalism.co.uk, please visit our website.